This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks for tuning in today. I really and truly appreciate that. And as you listen to this program, just know you're joined by thousands and thousands of others who are interested in the exact same information. We are all in this together, and I just think that's really, really cool. The mission of Senior Care Live is to provide you the information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So our listening audience, I've been saying that we have two groups in our listening audience, and last week I thought, you know what, we really have a third large group and I need to recognize them. So the first part of our listening audience would include baby boomers, so the adult children caring for their aging parents, and then it also includes the seniors themselves. So we have seniors who are taking matters into their own hands. They're making their own plans and arrangements and driving and self-directing everything on their own. And then the third group that I failed to recognize, and I definitely want to do that, we are listened to by, and I'm going to get a handle on it, but I would say several hundred, if not maybe over 1,000 people who work in healthcare. So, you know, hospitals and physicians. I mean, I've heard from lots of physicians saying, that's a great program, keep up the great work, and I learn something from you every single week. We are listened to by nurses and case managers and lots of people who work in the senior care communities and all of the different related services. And so, So, again, thank you so much for that. So if you're listening to this program on the radio, or you're streaming us online, or you're listening to a podcast after the fact, thanks so much for being here today. You can reach us out, reach out to us at the toll-free number. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. Also, don't forget to visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit the website, be sure to connect socially. We do a lot of communications through social media, so you don't want to miss out on that. All right, so today is going to be a very special episode. I've never done this before. I've never felt compelled to do this before until now. I'm going to introduce you to an amazing young lady, and she's going to share her story. And look, we need your help. Okay, I am appealing to our listening audience to help. And we're going to let you know how you can do that. It's a very compelling story. So let me back up and kind of set this up. So for the last about 10 years, maybe 15 years maximum, but I've really seen this in the last 10 years. You have a lot of competitive, businesses out here. So home care, hospice, and you know, assisted living communities, independent living communities, long-term care communities, continuing care retirement communities with all of the above. But you have a lot of folks out here who are competing. And I'm old. Okay. So back in the day, oh man, this competition, it was fierce, and we didn't necessarily play very well together. Secret competitive shops and all this kind of stuff. Well, fast forward to today, and I don't know, some of my guests will have to tell me here after a little bit, and I don't know if this is common in all communities, but in Kansas City, the senior care community, so the people working in the senior care, in our senior care community in Kansas City, we have all become tight. We've become close friends. So, we are still competitors, right? So, and I have been an administrator in a long-term care facility and assisted living, et cetera. I've operated Medicare certified home health agencies, private duty nursing, companies, IV therapy companies, equipment and supplies, been around the block for a long time. Everyone competes, but over the last maybe 10 years, a lot of the people working in these type of businesses have become friends. And so the idea is that, well, you know, it's my job to fill my building and to convince someone to choose us. We think we do a great job. If we're not a great fit, I need to know about some of our competitors out there, so maybe I can make a referral. So everyone plays well in the sandbox together, so to speak. So with that, this amazing community is banding together to help a fantastic young lady, Casey Kern. And Casey, thanks for being here today to share your story.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having me, and definitely want to thank my coworkers and other people in the field that have brought me here to you and helped support me in the way.
All right. So, Casey, tell us your story, and maybe not all of the details, but you're 24 years old, and you're pregnant with your first child, your beautiful daughter, and the doctors found something.
Correct. I went to get my sonogram for my child's, to get my child's gender revealed. There they found a rare tumor, went up through two different hospitals. They declined my care, ended up at KU. Come to find out that my tumor was ovarian cancer. They wanted to...
At age 24.
At age 24. It was a very rare form of ovarian cancer. There are three forms, rarest of the rare. At 24, this type of ovarian cancer is more common. 4% of the population who had reported to have this type of cancer was at the age of 50 to 70.
Yeah.
It is a disgerminoma germ cell tumor.
So it's even more rare in a 24-year-old.
Especially.
Yeah, yeah.
One of a kind. I'm an old soul. but they had wanted to take my child at 6 months, and I was able to go full term. Long story short, my child was 9 months old. My tumor had metastasized from about the size of a grape to a size of a softball.
Wow.
I had a massive surgery cut from the top of my abdomen down past my C-section incision.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They did an open stomach surgery to do the staging and all of that. They did a total hysterectomy, and everything came back negative as far as my lymph nodes. And I had a lot of excess abdominal fluid, though, that was contaminated with cancer cells. At that time, I had declined chemo. I weighed my risks, declined chemo, and it intercepted through my lymphatic system. And 2 years later, it was in my lymph node in my armpit.
So 2 years later, here it comes back. I hate cancer. My dad died of cancer. It's evil. I think once it's there, I don't know if it ever leaves. I hate this story. But I'm so glad that, when we spoke previously, you said that it is treatable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the prognosis?
So it's, this type of cancer is very sensitive to chemotherapy.
Good.
It's very, very, very good prognosis.
Yeah.
After I finish my very aggressive chemo round, it should be cleared, should be cured. It does make me receptive to the leukemia in about 15 to 20 years.
So you're always going to have to monitor.
I will have close surveillance.
For the potential of leukemia to enter the equation at some point. But they're expecting that this type of cancer is, like you said,
curable.
Very sensitive to the, because guess what? Some of it isn't. So it's very sensitive. So they're expecting a great prognosis here.
Absolutely.
So for our listeners, here's where we're at. We have a 24-year-old young woman. She finds out she has a very rare form of cancer. She delivers her beautiful daughter. Everything's great. Has a hysterectomy. 2 years later, this nasty stuff is back. And now it's in her lymph nodes. So Casey, so you have then, you've opted to go for just the hardcore chemo, just the knockout punch, for this stuff. And I know sometimes it has you down so far that you can barely even open your eyes. I can't imagine. But I know you're staying strong for yourself and of course for your daughter. But you have several rounds of this chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. And so what happens for all of us is at the end of the year, you go from December 31, you're way past your deductibles and your insurance is on, cruise control basically. January the 1st, everything resets. And so now you have huge deductibles. And then some of this stuff isn't covered, until you spend this massive amount of money out of your pocket. So for our listeners, we would like to invite you to a big time fundraiser. We're trying to help Casey out here, help her with some of these medical bills. It's called Cocktails for Casey. Here's where it is. Here's when it is. It's this Thursday, February the 23rd. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it's going to be at Tanner's Bar and Grill. It's the one off of 69 Highway and 119th Street in Overland Park. And I'm going to have all this information on the website at seniorcarelive.com. But it's Cocktails for Casey. So some of the proceeds from just everything that is sold that evening will go to help out Casey. And then the other part of it is we're going to talk about this in the next segment. But we're also going to have like a silent auction. And we're going to have a lot of other activities, raffles. And we have opportunities to contribute. And if you're saying, you know what, I would love to do that, but I don't live near there or I don't think I'll be able to make it. But if you want to contribute, again, go to seniorcarelive.com. And I'm going to have a link right on the front page, and it's a GoFundMe link. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about this in this next segment. But first of all, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. Hospice care can be delivered to a person living in A, in a house, B, in an apartment, C, in an assisted living community, D, in a long-term care community, or E, all of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call us now on our toll-free number. Heck, you could call anytime, 24 hours a day. We have real live people answering the phone. If you call during a kind of a high call volume time, you may get a little music on hold, but hang tight. Someone, you will talk to a real person. Here's the phone number. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you're not near, if you're like I had someone in Oklahoma say, how can I get you down here? Or it could be in your own home right here in the Kansas City area. This program streams live to any electronic device. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the listen live button. It'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right. Back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Hospice care can be delivered to a person living in A, in a house, B, in an apartment, C, in an assisted living community, D, in a long-term care community, or E, all of the above. And the answer is E, all of the above. And, you know, we have a lot of people who think that hospice is a place. Okay, and it can be a place such as a hospice house. I've heard nothing but fantastic reports about, you know, stays in hospice house and a great service. However, hospice is a special type of care that can be delivered anywhere you live. And the majority of hospice care is delivered to individuals in their homes, apartments, assisted living communities, and long-term care communities. So it is not limited to a particular or a specific location. And that's the whole point of that Senior Care Live question of the week. All right. Back to my special guest, Casey Kern. And look, if this is resonating with you and you're like, look, I want to help out. I want to attend that, or I want to help out with the medical bills and contribute. It's called Cocktails for Casey. Come on out to Tanner's, 169 Highway and 119th Street in Overland Park. Have an adult beverage and some chicken lips and you're good to go, right? We also have a silent auction. We're going to be talking about that and the raffle tickets here in just a minute. But I'll tell you what. Casey, I saw another kind of a pre-fundraiser for this big event, and it was Alex Silverman, and she said something to the effect of, you know, help Casey fight this. And I'm like, it was spelled like your name, and I thought, well, surely not Casey Kern. And so I didn't think too much about it. And then I saw it again, and then I saw your picture, and I have to say my stomach just rolled over. And I was just sick. And so, it really bothered me so much. I lost sleep over it, and I thought I have to try to do something to help. And so that's why I wanted to do this today and just share your story and just reach out. And Kansas City is a loving and giving community. And we're really counting on that so we can help you out through this.
I greatly appreciate that and any and all support. I really do everything. But even if I'm quiet about it, it doesn't go unnoticed. I'm just exhausted.
You're fighting your own battle. So save your energy for that. And so if someone wants to help out and say you can't come to the event, maybe you live too far away or you want to help out, just go to seniorcarelive.com. Right on the front page, I have the GoFundMe link, and you can just contribute right there online. And let's help Casey out so that she doesn't have to worry about, many thousands of dollars in medical bills, and she can keep all of her focus and her energy on fighting this nasty damn cancer and beating it and being there for her daughter. So Cocktails for Casey again, this Thursday, February the 23rd, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Tanner's Bar and Grill at 119th and 169 Highway in Overland Park. Or you can contribute online at the GoFundMe page at seniorcarelive.com. Want to introduce some other friends here. Beth Trimmer. Beth, I had reached out to you and said, hey, you know, I have an idea. What do you think about this? And so thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us, Steve. We really appreciate it.
And who do you work with?
I work for Enhanced Home Care and Hearts of Home private duty agencies in Overland Park.
Okay. All right. Very good. And for our listeners, this is just an example. We have people from different communities, different types of businesses here, but it's an example of everyone banding together to help one of our own.
And that's a good point, Steve. The first time when Casey went through treatment with her surgery, she was very private about it. And we kind of took it upon ourselves as her friends this time to take it upon ourselves to raise money for her. And so our friend who was unable to be here today, Kristen Brewer from Senior Blue Book, was also instrumental in getting this started. And we just want to thank her for her time as well. Plus all of our competitors that have been so gracious with giving items for the raffle and the silent auction.
Yeah, that is excellent. And then Callie, you're helping out as well?
Yeah, so
Callie Cuevas?
Yep, Callie Malloy. I'm with
I'm sorry. See, I'm not used to your married name.
I know, I got married.
I'm still not used to it. Old habits die hard,
it's
right?
It's true. I am from Bickford Senior Living. We do assisted living and memory care.
Yeah.
And Casey was one of our reps that came in and marketed to us, and we said, how can we help?
And what's awesome about Casey is that she still comes in.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Kayleen. I'm with Callie. I'm Kayleen Kern. No relation to Casey, unfortunately. But what I appreciate so much about Casey is, you know, Callie said, you know, we know her from marketing and coming in. She still is doing that, going through her treatments.
She's still working.
Being exhausted. She still comes in with a smile on her face, there to help her people who she's getting referrals for and providing good care for the company that she works for. So we're very lucky to have her in our industry for sure.
And I do want to mention, not once has Casey complained or felt sorry for herself in any sort of way. And I just find that as an inspiration.
Yeah, and that's amazing. I've seen nothing but smiles, and even when you're down at your lowest point, I mean you're you have this award winning smile, by the way. I don't know if you know.
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yes, I do. It's very nice. It's very nice. Check out the Go Live page. It's awesome.
But it's amazing, and I know that even when you're down with this chemo, because I mean that takes you just about all the way out for a while, and that's kind of the whole point of it, is to attack all these cancerous cells. But you're still eking out a smile, even if it's not as normal, as bright as it usually is, right?
Yeah, no, I do. I stay very optimistic about it. It doesn't run in my family at all. I've never asked why me. I've been very much, he chose me, and very, very.
It's in God's hands.
Absolutely.
And you know what? You are making a gigantic statement for anyone out there who is battling cancer. It's not why me. I'm an example of how to go through this with pure and total grace. And oh, by the way, with some awesome help from some incredible medical professionals, you're going to win this.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Absolutely. So it's Cocktails for Casey, Tanner's Bar and Grill, 119th and 169 Highway in Overland Park. And don't forget, we have a silent auction. And Senior Care Live and Intercom Broadcasting of Kansas City, we're going to donate some Kansas City Royals tickets to be auctioned off in the silent auction to try to help out there. So
we wanted to mention that 100% of the proceeds raised will go to Casey for her care and to help her with her bills.
Awesome. Awesome. That is fantastic. 100%. So there's no overhead. Everyone, this is a true volunteer grassroots organization. Cocktails for Casey. Check it out on seniorcarelive.com. We'll have all the information there. Please attend. Please help if you can. We'll have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network.
For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 24 hours a day. That number is 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And also, look, if you have someone who might be interested in the subject matter on any one of the episodes of Senior Care Live, and say if you missed it or you wish someone else would have heard that, super easy. Give us till Monday or Tuesday, maybe after the Saturday broadcast. But go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episodes anytime, totally free of charge, 24/7. So help yourself. All right, back to my special guest, Casey Kern. And look, we're promoting an event here. I've never done this before on Senior Care Live, but it's called Cocktails for Casey. And this is just an awesome young lady working in the senior care, senior healthcare world here in Kansas City. It's a very tight-knit group, and it's called Cocktails for Casey. It's at Tanner's Bar and Grill at 169 Highway and 119th in Overland Park. If you want the exact address, it's going to be on the website, SeniorCareLive.com, but it's 10146 West 119th Street. It's this Thursday, February the 23rd, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Beth and Callie and Kayleen also want to talk about, you know, the silent auction. And we don't have a full list, but there's some really cool items in there. I think that will should make a bunch of money. And tell us about some of those items.
You know, we left it open-ended for whoever wanted to donate, and we've got a lot of wine baskets, kind of date night baskets that are a lot of fun. We have Doug West, who also works in our industry. Uh-huh. He brought in a lot of, yeah,
yeah,
he brought in a lot of Royals stuff.
Okay.
And I mean, like the bobbleheads and
cool.
Four tickets to a Royals game, mm-hmm. and really cool, kind of outside the box. Get those sports fans. You know, we're all moms, and I think that's why this hits so close to us, is because we are moms with small children, and so this is our small piece to give back to her, because yeah. I can't imagine if any of us were going through this. I would hope that somebody would be able to step up for us, because again, she didn't ask us. She didn't come up to us and say, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do. Casey has never said, poor me. You know, this really sucks. I mean, it does, but yeah. She's never once conveyed that.
Yeah.
She doesn't show stress. I don't know how that is.
I don't know how either.
She just came into market to our office the other day, and she was having chemo the next day. And I said, how are you feeling? She's like, I mean, I'm good. I'm good. And I'm like, you're not. She goes, no, I am.
But
she has such a positive energy.
I think a lot of that is just having your faith.
Right.
And I, again, you're dealing with this with just full and total grace. And it's inspiring, I have to say. You may not
thank you.
Be trying to do that, but you are an inspiration. I mean, truly.
I appreciate that. I know, like I said before, it's never been why me. He chose me, and
yep.
I'm embracing the total experience. Totally.
Very good. And also, just to share for our listeners, Casey works with Crossroads Hospice, obviously an excellent, excellent hospice provider. But, you know, we were just talking about, you know, all of us work in the area of, you know, we take care of other people and their families and individuals needing help in their home or in a community and all sorts of situations. So we have caring is in our DNA. Mm-hmm. It just is. And so why would we not care for a person within our community? And Casey didn't ask for any of this. In fact, Beth, you shared the GoFundMe story offline. Share that with our listeners. It's kind of funny.
In December, during a happy hour that we had for work, Casey was sharing what she was about to partake in the chemo and how that was going to affect her life. And right there and then we created the GoFundMe page, and we didn't even ask her for her permission. So we figured we would apologize later.
Yeah. Very good. And so,
nice surprise. Yeah, very nice surprise.
But we're thankful. I mean, that's been able to help you pay some of your utilities and some of your expenses there at home. And that's really important to us.
It certainly has.
And you know, so imagine being you're 24 now. She's 26 now, but you're 24. You just had a beautiful baby girl. You find out you have a really strange, rare form of cancer that is typically present in a 50 to a 70-year-old woman. They have to do a total hysterectomy. You think it's probably gone. Now it's back, and now it's in the lymph nodes. So that's the bad news. The good news is that this particular kind of cancer is very sensitive to chemotherapy, and chemotherapy is just rocking this cancer, but also takes you just about all the way down and out, and you have all these chemotherapy treatments, and it's as aggressive as you can be because you're wanting this stuff gone and gone forever. And so all this stuff is expensive. How much are the chemotherapy rounds?
Well, I have several rounds. Each round is $15,000.
$15,000, and then multiple rounds of that.
I have multiple rounds, absolutely.
And so it's expensive, but it's effective. Mm-hmm. Okay, you do have insurance, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But just like for all of us, and look, I've lived through the pain of this one. You know, in fact, I had a kind of an optional kind of a minor surgery that I squeezed in, you know, one year on December the 29th to get in under the wire because I didn't want my giant, you know, deductible to have to reset. Well, this chemotherapy goes on and on and on. And now you have the giant deductibles and then all this out of pocket that Casey has to spend before that insurance really starts to crank up and kick in and really cover a lot of this. So that's why we're trying to raise money here. And Beth, you said something and Callie and Kaylee that how much of the funds raised, what percentage of the funds raised goes straight to medical bills?
100% of all money raised through the raffle and silent auction will be given directly to Casey to cover her bills and her medical treatment.
Okay.
But I'd also like to mention something else.
Yes.
That was really neat that we had donated for the silent auction.
Yep.
We will have a signed basketball by Bill Self. And one of our friends, John Monty, donated that. And so we'd really like to thank, again, one of our friends in the community.
Awesome. Awesome. So, so that's going to bring some money. And so, and especially after last Monday night, did anyone see that win?
Yeah. No, I did not.
It was a comeback.
I mean, two minutes and 45. I'm a Jayhawks fan, so.
I'm not.
Not everybody is.
Forgive me. Well, we have some K-Staters in the room, and then we've got a lot of, you know, Missouri Tigers out there as well and other teams. But 2 minutes and 45 seconds, down 14 points in Allen Fieldhouse at, no problem. We came back and tied it and won it in overtime. One of the most epic comebacks ever. So, anyway, so it was awesome.
It was actually that ball from that game.
It was not. Was it really?
Maybe.
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising.
Oh, sorry, no, come on,
man. All right. Well, that was a slight exaggeration.
I also wanted to mention, too, that some wonderful restaurants have given us gift certificates without hesitation. When I asked for donations without even pausing, Ted's Mexican restaurant
in Overland Park.
The
way.
They were phenomenal. Gave us gift certificates. Jack Stack.
Love them.
Yeah. And so they've really been great about anyone we've asked has been more than willing to help.
I mean, and the emails of what can we donate? What do you have too much of? Is there something else that we can donate? Can we just give cash? And I mean, the outpouring of support. I mean, this literally was a conversation over a happy hour that we're like, what can we do? And I mean, within literally a 24-hour period of time, Beth was getting emails and people were like, where can I drop off? What can I donate? And, you know, people are bringing by their baskets and donating. And I know that people who aren't able to donate are looking forward to come to the event and be able to support her that way. So,
okay. And Callie?
Yeah. And if you guys are interested in donating a raffle prize, we are taking donations at Bickford of Overland Park up until the 23rd. We'd be open to that as well. And if people don't want to come and donate or buy a raffle or auction item, you know, KC does have the GoFundMe. They can they can contribute directly to that as well.
So Callie, so if someone wants to come in or contact you on, you know, we've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. What's the, do you have a phone number or let us know how to tell us how to get to Bickford and maybe give us a phone number.
So the address of Bickford is 10665 Barkley Street in Overland Park, Kansas. It sits right off of Metcalf and 435. Or you're welcome to call my cell phone, 913-284-1867. And
okay. Sure.
Yeah, take take any donations we can and
absolutely
give it all to Casey.
Absolutely. And then if you cannot, if you can't show up, okay, and you want to help out, just go to the GoFundMe page, and that's another way to help out as well and contribute. And look, Kansas City is a loving and giving community. And then if you look at a sub-community within the general Kansas City area, you've got everyone working in senior care, pulling together and to help out Casey Kern. So it's called Cocktails for Casey, and it's again one last time. It is Thursday, this Thursday, February the 23rd. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's at Tanner's Bar and Grill at 169 Highway and 119th Street. That's in Overland Park, Kansas. And we're going to try to raise, I'm not sure what the goal is.
I think we're happy to get whatever we can get here.
Yep. I'd like to see us raise $10,000 or $15,000 at this event. And I think that would take care of most of it, or at least a big chunk of it. So the silent auction. Don't forget the GoFundMe page at seniorcarelive.com. It'll be right there on the front page, and you can click on it and help out that way. Callie, Beth, Kayleen, and Casey, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, for our listeners, jump on board. Let's help Casey out. And we'll be back with a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And again, I just want to thank Casey for being here and sharing her story, and Beth and Callie and Kayleen. It really is a wonderful, very supportive and loving senior care community of literally hundreds, if not a few thousand people who work here in the Kansas City Metro. We are all of us are here for one reason, to serve our families and our individual clients and residents that we work with. It's all about love and care and support. I think it's a beautiful thing. And that's why I spent a few minutes on the front side of the program explaining how this all came together. And I have to say, Casey has not asked for literally anything. She was very private for a very long time. Her friends jumped in and just said, "Nah, we're doing this," which is really cool. Really just kind of took over. And so she didn't say this. I know she wasn't looking for help, but guess what? At the same time, wow, could she really use some help? And so everyone is stepping up big time. We've had some donations here from Entercom and some other donations, and from some of the other stations here in the awesome Entercom Broadcasting Kansas City. And so for the silent auction, so it's just fantastic. Again, one more time, it's February the 23rd. It's this coming Thursday. It's 4 to 7 at Tanner's Bar and Grill. It's in Overland Park, Kansas. It's at 119th and 169 Highway. And again, one more time, if you can't go but you want to help Casey out, here, just go to the GoFundMe link. It's right on seniorcarelive.com, right there on the front page, on the homepage. And you can contribute that way as well. And I love 98.9 The Rock and Johnny Dare when they do the Hope for the Holidays every year in December. And they say, look, you know, this isn't a handout. This is a hand up. It's helping someone in a situation and helping them kind of bridge that gap to the next step and helping someone out. It's a hand up. And that's kind of how I see this. So anything you could do is much, much appreciated. All right. So, in the remainder, we don't have too much, more to go here in the program. Wow. Time flies, so fast. I just want to do a quick review here, and I've done this before, but we are at the peak demand of all the senior care communities, and I've talked a lot about, you know, how do you, if you're going out and looking at some of the senior care communities, independent living, assisted living, the long-term care, or all of the above in a continuing care retirement community, how do you go about finding one? I mean, what do you do? And so I'll tell you what most people do. It's a shotgun. Let's go look at the place down the street and let's just go look at a bunch of places. And it's not a very organized approach, but they're really jumping on it and they're doing the best they can. So I would just advise and recommend take a step back, take a deep breath, and then, get organized. And what I do with my clients with senior care consulting is I call it a care profile, where we're just very, very deliberate about this. So, and you can do the same thing on your own. And we can help you if you'd like. But the point is you can do this on your own. And so you have to determine what level of care best fits your needs and your situation. And by the level of care I'm talking about is, are we looking at an independent living community? Do we need assisted living? You know, what is provided at the assisted living level of care? And that's a social model where they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, housekeeping, laundry. They prepare all of your meals, snacks, hydration. There's a full slate of activities, transportation, to and from physicians, appointments, and on the medical side of things, they do distribute your medications. Super, super important. Those are the big, big points offered in assisted living. Is that a good level of care for you? Do you need the long-term care, or what is traditionally known as the nursing home? You know, we call it long-term care or skilled nursing and rehab. But at the long-term care level, they do everything that the assisted living provides, plus full medical care, full two-person transfer. Someone is weakened to the point where it takes two people to help you move maybe from your bed to your wheelchair or using the restroom or showering, that sort of thing. That is that level needed? You know, some of my clients have feeding tubes and PICC lines for IV therapy and maybe some significant wound care issues from skin breakdown issues. So all of those sort of things would definitely fall under the medical side in the higher level of care at that long-term care level. And then what type of care do you need? So do you need general care, just everyday general care and oversight and prompting and those sort of things? Do you need Alzheimer's dementia care, or what I just categorize as memory care? So if we have cognitive impairment, if that is part of your situation and part of your diagnosis and part of your needs, maybe you don't need memory care today, but maybe you may need memory care down the road. Is memory care available? And it may not be a concern for you at all, but a lot of my clients with senior care consulting, we have cognitive issues that we need to plan for, either to be immediately addressed or maybe addressed down the road in the future. And then you have a big piece of this whole equation, the payment methods. Everything is very expensive. And, so, you know, independent living, you're looking at $2,500 to $4,000 a month. That's kind of right down the middle. Maybe a little less. You can definitely go more than that. Assisted living is $5,000 to $6,000 a month. That's right down the middle. The, long-term care, or what's traditionally thought of as the nursing home, you're looking at a semi-private room at about $6,000 to $6,500. A private room goes $7,500 at about $10,000 a month. Again, that's right down the middle. So how are you going to pay for this? And you need to have an honest look at that. And sometimes those dollars, sometimes it doesn't add up. It doesn't work out. So you have to figure out, you know, is this a private pay situation? Is Medicare going to help with any of this? It will help with a tiny little bit of it for skilled nursing and rehab after hospitalization. Once you improve and reach your goals or plateau, then Medicare is out of the picture. So it's a great benefit, but it's a very short-term benefit. And then everything else then comes back to, how are we going to pay for this? Private pay, so we're writing checks. Can you qualify for an awesome benefit through the Veterans Administration called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit? I always cover that with my clients. And I've talked about that extensively on this program. And again, so a lot of people qualify for that and they don't even know about it. So do you have long-term care insurance that is worth its weight in gold and then some? If you have it and if you need it, 70% of us will need to pay for long-term care in our lifetime. So if you have that, how are you going to, and or do we need Medicaid? Will we outlive our assets? Is there a chance of that? How do you qualify for that? And what does it pay for? And what does it not pay for? And then your location, you have to, look at the location. We all want to be close. And then any personal preferences and needs that you may have that need to be addressed by the place that you're moving. So if you could organize all of that and then go out and look, I would recommend limit your visits to the top 3 or 4 senior care communities if possible. That will help you. If you see too many of them, you're going to feel yourself kind of starting to go backwards and maybe even kick yourself further away from making a decision. So hopefully that helps. And I'm going to have a whole lot more next week about how to pay for senior care. All right, to everyone listening, I'm so honored you spent part of your day tuning into this program. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.